Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Wonderful to see all of you gathered here this morning. A happy new year to each of you. Welcome to those that are tuning in with us online. Welcome to Peace as well. Today marks, we're celebrating the Epiphany of our Lord. For some of us who might be thinking, what is Epiphany? I think the easiest way to explain Epiphany was something was what I shared a few weeks ago. I can't remember if it was, I think it was in a message. But Epiphany is nothing more than the ultimate show-and-tell game. So you remember growing up as a child doing show-and-tell, and maybe in kindergarten? A child that's very shy, that doesn't talk all that much, all of a sudden just wants to talk for hours when they play the game of show-and-tell. They want to talk about the littlest thing, some toy that they have at home that they use all the time. It's because they're emboldened and they love the object that they have. Epiphany is God's show and tell. He is revealing to the world, this is what it is. He's revealing to the entire world, Jews and Gentiles. We see these magi that are from the East. God's plan of salvation for all people is made manifest in the wise men seeing Jesus. This star was off in the horizon and guided people to the truth that God was launching a plan of salvation for all people. Show and tell. There are some announcements to share before we begin the service. Lots of things going on at the church. And so I just want to highlight, first off, the list on the back of the bulletin that Dan put together. It's on page 19. Take a look at that. The first thing to share is that we have forms. Maybe if I can borrow someone's form. I don't have one. It's a longer sheet. Thank you, Kay. This form is really helpful for us here at Peace. Dan put this together. This is to help us with our online directory. You may recall that we asked our members to do that online. There were a lot of challenges with that. So this is just a physical form that we're asking you to fill out. Take a pencil, maybe in the pew in front of you, or bring it back next week. Fill it out and make sure to bring it back to Dan. Dan, raise your hand right there. Dan the man, right there. On that form are two critical pieces of information I want to highlight. That is birthday and anniversary. We want to update these. We're kind of dated on our data bank. And so we want to know your birthday and your anniversary. You don't need to put the year, okay? I told Alicia, what difference does it make? Let's just put the year. And she said, no, never ask someone the year. That's really rude. So I pay attention to that advice. But we do need those forms. It really helps us keep track of each other and celebrate those important moments in our lives together as a church family. The other thing to notice is that we have a flower chart out in the narthex, and that's really a way to plan for flowers here at Peace. They really bless us when we have those up front. Feel free to fill in a date and plan ahead accordingly in the weeks ahead. That's on the bulletin board out in the narthex. Also, stay after church. We have a fellowship. We have potluck, lots of food in the fellowship hall. We also need a few people to stay to help take down the ornaments and the tree outside the sanctuary. Hopefully, it won't take too long. We really think we can get it done in a half hour, 40 minutes, but we need many people to do that. Also, the giving statements have been printed and placed into your mailbox. Our counters wanted us to share that here at the beginning of the service. So make sure before you leave to check your mailbox, and your giving statement should be in there. If you have any questions, seek out Jan and Karen. They're right here, the dynamic duo. There are counters here at Peace. Thank you. This service is very special for a variety of reasons, but one thing that we're going to do in our service today is we're going to dedicate our new Advent banner. Did you notice anything different as you came to the sanctuary? Check it out. Look at this. Right over here. This is our Advent banner that has been placed right behind the piano. And the person that put this together is here in our worship service. Sorry to highlight her. Cherry, where are you? Can you just... Yeah, Cherry made this one, but she made all our banners. Is that correct? Here at Peace. So thank you, Cherry. Cherry is a relative of Lynn Reams, and thank you for coming here today for this special occasion. The Advent banner is dedicated in memory of Bob Glaither. Many of us know that Bob passed away a little over a year ago, and I believe today would have been his 74th birthday. We're all doing the math together as we... 74. Okay, 74. Today would have been his 74th birthday. So what? Wow, just have everything aligned together to have this Advent banner dedicated in his honor. Great to have the Glather family here for today's dedication. The service for today is mainly out of the Green Hymnal, so you'll need to be prepared for that. It's a sung liturgy between pastor and congregation. You can also follow by what's projected in front of you. Towards the end of the service, we'll also have Holy Communion. Holy Communion is offered in two ways. One is with the packages that are out here on the table as you came in. You can remain seated in your pew and partake in the body and blood of Christ right in the pew. I'll guide you through that moment. Or if you'd like to come forward and receive communion at the rail, you can just wait for the ushers to guide you forward. They will come at just the right time to welcome you up front to church. Okay, that was a lot. We're going to ask our choir to really set the stage for us to sing a special song. And so let's have them come forward to sing our opening song, Bell Carol of the Kings.